Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live for kicking off the third hour of the program here. The number 603-283-6160. Talking about the financial calamity that seems to be inevitable. Whether it's going to happen starting in October on the so-called X date, which is the date when the U.S. government's Treasury Department will run out of money and they will no longer be able to pay off the national debt. Not that they've ever paid off a national debt. It keeps getting bigger. But they won't be able to pay the people who are expecting to get paid because they're holding on these treasury bonds, which said that they would mature on a certain date. And there's a chance that come next month, if the Congress cannot come to an agreement on whether or not to raise the debt ceiling or to eliminate the debt ceiling, then this is going to happen. And the question is, what's that going to mean? With you tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
We'll continue looking at that. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. Let's go to those phone calls here. We got Dave Ridley on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Dave.
Have you guys heard of Granite Phone?
Yes.
What is it?
So apparently, this is a liberty activist in New Hampshire was posting on Telegram that he has designed, he calls it, quote, an Android phone optimized for privacy and security. These phones don't ship with the malicious software that, I guess, tracks you or whatever. I don't have the rest of the quote in front of me.
Well, your phone is obviously still trackable, because the phone company has to know where you are at all times in order to be able to provide you service. So I wouldn't buy a phone based on thinking it would be completely untrackable. But I think what the person who's selling the Granite phone means, and again, I don't have the exact pitch either, but I think that what he means is the usual Google spyware isn't on the phone. That doesn't mean you can't be tracked, though.
Yes, that's why I see the rest of the quote now. It says, without the malicious software that cellular providers include on phones they sell, nor the mandatory malicious software that Google requires when phone companies license Android, unquote.
That sounds pretty cool. I've heard about this.
Now, I'm not saying I can vouch for this or that I know that much about it. I'm just saying someone's claimed to have made it. And I guess their website is granitephone.me, and phone is spelled with, you know, like an F-O-N-E, so cool. granitephone.me has more details for what that's worth.
Yeah, that is very cool. We actually happen to know who the person is behind that, so I think it's great.
He also has on the website instructions for how to make your own phone like that. So
you don't even have to buy it from him.
Yeah, if you don't want to do the work, you can buy it from him, but he also has instructions like how to.
He's open-sourced it, so to speak. Nice. That's the way to do it.
So it's nice to have, you know, we already have Library, which is sort of New Hampshire's alternative to YouTube. Then, of course, after they created Library, the federal government came after them and wants to shake them down for $2 million. So that might happen to Granite Phone, and that's yet another reason why we need to be independent.
No doubt about it, although I want to clarify what you said about Library. We have been on Library, it's, by the way, spelled L-B-R-Y, for years here on Free Talk Live, and they launched Odyssey, which listeners can go to video.freetalklive.com to find our Odyssey channel there, and you can follow us or subscribe to our channel. But it's not just like, you know, you kind of made it sound like it's this New Hampshire thing. It's not New Hampshire specific. It was created, the creator of it lives in New Hampshire, but Odyssey's become like a worldwide phenomenon with millions of users and I think over a million channels, creators, if you will, that a lot of whom have migrated from the YouTube platform over to Odyssey. So this is a serious competitor to YouTube. And as I saw them post the other day on social media pointing out that YouTube is for serfs, and Odyssey is for owners, because with YouTube, you don't own your content.
You're a renter.
Yeah, you don't own your channel. They do. And if they want to take it from you and they want to shut it down or they want to restrict it in some way, they will do that, as we've seen they do. But Odyssey, library specifically, cannot take your content from you. There is no means for them to do that. It is completely decentralized media sharing protocol, and it's uncensorable, and it's awesome. It's amazing. Listeners and viewers should check it out.
The best thing about Odyssey or library or whichever is that they will pay you to transfer your YouTube channel over to them.
Yeah, that's true.
What's cool about Granite Phone, I mean, the thing about New Hampshire that's cool is that even before Granite Phone, there was already a product like that at Think Penguin. It's just, it's cool that
now
we have two options. Yeah, it's awesome.
We've got competing privacy phones here in New Hampshire, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, as you pointed out, though, Dave, it's time to say goodbye to the federal government. And having tools like this helps us because it helps us get the word out about what's happening here. Because, you know, platforms like Odyssey and phone companies like Google or operating systems like Google and Apple, they are taking posts like this down. They're taking information down. They're taking products like Odyssey, for instance, and Telegram, and some of these things that we've used to communicate here in New Hampshire. They've had a very difficult time getting through the approval process from Apple Computer. In fact,
it's no wonder because they're a direct competition.
Yeah, in fact, what Jeremy Kaufman, who's the founder of Library and Odyssey, said on an interview I heard him do, I think it was with Joel Valenzuela on, I think it was, whatever, Digital Cash Now or... I forget the exact name of his show, but it was a great little crypto show. And Jeremy had said that in order to get the Odyssey app approved for iPhone, Apple made them. Now, they want to be there, right? So, like, they had to do this. They made them remove certain search terms relating to COVID-19.
Mm.
So,
wow.
If you have the iPhone app for Odyssey,
I do.
You are not allowed to search for certain search terms on that app regarding COVID-19.
Like, just nothing will result?
Nothing will come up, I presume. And he said he didn't want to do that, but in order to be on the Apple Store, they made them do it. Now, that doesn't apply to the website. You go to Odyssey, you know, the Odyssey website, go to video.freetalklive.com, it'll take you right there. You can search for those terms there. There's no censoring going on there. And it doesn't affect Google at this time. It only affects the Apple iPhone version of it. So I thought that was interesting. And that's the same kind of crap that Telegram's had to deal with, too.
Can't imagine why we would need a free and open discussion about a relatively new disease.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you, Dave. Any updates from the NH exit movement that you've been hearing about?
Well, the most recent numbers on unionleader.com were September 18th, and they showed 71% support for the right to vote on independence.
71% in an unscientific newspaper poll, which nonetheless is interesting, sort of a quick temperature take. Wasn't there a town hall meeting this weekend? How did that go? Were you attending that?
Yeah, that's the second one. It hasn't been. I've been trying mostly to just invite the opposition, right? You know, so I'm calling talk radio about it in New Hampshire, and I'm, you know, posting on neutral and hostile, you know, Facebook groups and stuff like that, just trying to get people who would be against it to come to these meetings, and I'm not getting much. I'm not getting any results from people who are against it. Yeah, we only had 3 people on the last one, and everyone was in favor of it. So I guess I'll just start spreading the word among liberty people. Since I've now maxed out on all the, you know, neutral and hostile places that I could invite.
So none of the opposition showed up to this town hall meeting, is what you're saying?
However, we did have opposition that we invited to one of the work sessions, and he did show up and gave us a presentation. Mm-hmm. But we may not have, maybe it's just too hard to sustain 2 different sets of meetings every week, but I'll continue trying to get people at this town hall meeting for a while, and if it continues not growing, then I will stop doing it eventually.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're in opposition to the idea of state independence from the United States, the best thing you can do is to ignore the independence people and then, you know, the hope that we go away. But the reality, of course, is this seems to be fairly popular. I was out at a protest with Bonnie last weekend, and this was a right-wing-leaning protest that we went to. There were some libertarians there, too. And almost everybody supported New Hampshire independence. Of the handful of people that didn't necessarily support it, they were sort of on the fence. They were maybe...
Yeah, nobody said no.
No one said no. company to stay in the union. The people that were like, I don't know, I got to do some more research. And I think it's going pretty well considering how early on it is. Thank you, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We continue here with more of your calls and thoughts coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring us, bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Ian. Google's about there.
And Bonnie.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have features there that you can enjoy. Although right now, downloading archives is screwed up. So apologies to anybody who's not subscribed to our podcast. If you're subscribed to the Free Talk Live podcast, then you're getting episodes as normal every night. When they're released, they come into your downloading device, whatever that be, your phone or your laptop or whatever your podcast client is running on. But if you were somebody who's been clicking on every day manually to click and download, that's broken right now for some reason, and it was brought to my attention just an hour or so before the show started here tonight, so I don't know when that's going to be fixed. I have no idea. We're working on it, trying to figure that out. So the meanwhile, you may want to go to our SoundCloud page to download directly from there, or better yet, go to feeds.freetalklive.com and subscribe to our podcast, and then our MP3 archives will be delivered directly to you as soon as they're released. So that's the easiest way to get the latest episodes of Free Talk Live. You don't even have to think about it. You just open up your podcast client. If you're subscribed to Free Talk Live, there they are. The latest episodes are there for you. So check it out. Feeds.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls and thoughts, Joe is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, you know, a black hole has an event horizon where, you know, once you reach that point, there's nothing you can do. You're toast.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at with the economy. There's absolutely the time to fix this was back when the national debt was in the billions.
Right.
You know, back in the 80s, maybe. I haven't looked it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's done, man. It's, you know, and I wish they just default on it. Get it over with. It's going to collapse. Do it now or do it later or slowly, you know, kind of, you know, slide into a dystopian, you know, Orwellian hellscape, but it's done. There's nothing. These idiots in D.C. are leaders. Most of them.
They're not leaders, man. These people. You'd be insane to follow these people anywhere.
Well, look at the average age of these people. Most of these people know they'll be well into retirement or dead before the worst of the worst happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the amount of spending they're doing, especially that $3.5 trillion bill they're getting ready to pass, man, people don't know what's in there. They want your bank to report, you know, any transaction over $600 to the IRS.
Yeah.
You know, when does $600 become taxing the rich?
Hmm.
You know?
That was
not just that. When has it ever become their business? Like
it's
that.
Not there. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but they don't care about the Constitution.
No, they never have.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's about control, you know, and there's nothing they can do. They can spend all they want. They can borrow all they want. The economy's done, man. People just haven't realized it yet.
Yeah, really, the question is, when will people realize it? Because once they realize it, once people realize what inflation is and how terrible it is, then they start to behave like inflation is happening. And right now, I still don't know how many Americans are changing their behavior because of any of this crap.
I think there's a lot of people in this country who would, it would take them literally eating out of a dumpster before they wise up to realize that they've been sold.
If people see like the price of milk doubling one week after another, that might be enough to wake them up. But anything short of that level of extreme...
inflation's at a 13-year high right now. The problem is it hasn't happened fast. It's been kind of slowly happening
right
over the past year.
Yeah, well, and that kind of comes up to something that I mentioned briefly, and Peekless, you'd mentioned it earlier, this idea of what these people really want, what these politicians really want, is to drop any pretense of the Federal Reserve having to buy bonds and just make it so they can just hit the print button and they don't have to, like, go through this little dance where they have to issue bonds and then try to sell them to normal people and then try to sell them to other governments and then let the Federal Reserve buy them. No, they just want to print them straight up, print money, and they don't have that ability yet, but they could, right? Wouldn't it just be an act of Congress
to
make that happen?
That's all it would say.
So, you want to talk about crossing the financial Rubicon, I agree with you, Joe. There's no turning back from $28 trillion in debt, so, I mean, you could argue the Rubicon was crossed, as you say, back in the 80s or whatever.
It's a modern-day caste system is what it is. You're going to have the mega-wealthy and everybody else.
Oh, no, you're going to have the vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's...
Oh, those are going to be...
That was a test. That was a test of their power.
Well, that's going to be the three classes now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There's going to be the wealthy.
Yep.
There's going to be the vaccinated. And there's going to be the people they're hunting down.
Yeah, that's a good point. The wealthy, as we saw the Met Gala photos, they don't have to wear masks. They're all about pushing the pimp and the vaccine, but they're not wearing masks when they're having their little parties.
Yeah, just the help is.
But the help sure is. Yeah, all the servants, all the waiters, and the person checking your coats and all that. Joe, good call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Definitely, I think we're in line with you, and thanks for the call. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Well, and he asked, why do they do this? Why don't they just bite the bullet? Because this thing's already collapsed. And, well, there are a couple of real good reasons. Number one, the ones in power don't want to take the blame for what they've done.
They want to kick the can.
Mm-hmm. Number two, the ones who are getting into power want more power.
Sure. Yeah, these people are not responsible individuals. They're not. I mean, that's why they're there. Because they're not financially responsible, mm-hmm. and they have other people's money at their disposal, and they will dispose of it mm-hmm. in whatever way benefits their friends and punishes their enemies. And that's just politics. And you will be a victim if you continue to hold the dollar.
Well, and I mean, the idea that anyone doesn't see this coming is kind of laughable to me, because everyone knows that if you get a government contract, oh, that's juicy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get paid now.
Yeah, 10X.
Okay, what does that mean? That means that the government gets to spend an absurd amount of money. Guess what that does to the money in your pocket?
Makes it worth less.
Exactly.
The federal government, this is MSN.com, talking about this upcoming X date, which is the day on which they will no longer be able to pay down these treasury bonds. The federal government spends more money every year than it collects in revenue, and it makes up the difference by borrowing. Congress sets a ceiling on how much the Treasury can borrow, a limit lawmakers typically then raise or suspend when they approve legislation that also requires the Treasury to spend more. And the Treasury Department makes millions of payments each month, making it difficult to prioritize some over others. The most recent debt ceiling suspension, enacted under Donald Trump in 2019, lapsed at the end of July. But raised the... That's interesting. They actually suspended the debt ceiling prior to COVID. It ended at the end of July this year, but raised the debt ceiling to cover all of the new debt issued during the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
That means the U.S. has a new debt ceiling, $28.4 trillion. But congressional spending by both parties requires Treasury to take on more debt, even if those programs were created months or years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Treasury likely needs at least a debt ceiling of $29 trillion just to make it through this year alone. Since it came back into effect, the Treasury has funded its outstanding obligations without new borrowing, primarily through accounting gimmicks that amount to shuffling funds. And these are the extraordinary measures that we talked about earlier, but those can only last a few months absent congressional action. Budget experts are confident the government can still issue debt until the first week of October and almost certainly the second, with little adverse consequence, but estimates become hazy after that. Treasury said the debt limit will be breached sometime in October. If you want to join us here and share your predictions, your thoughts on what happens when the government defaults on its debt, you can join us here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, more...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. President Joe Biden received his COVID-19 vaccine booster shot on camera in the White House Monday, just days after a third dose was recommended for certain groups by a CDC advisory committee. This is USA Radio News. With President Joe Biden's broad domestic agenda at risk of collapse, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday vowed that Democrats will pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill this week and push ahead on the bigger $3.5 trillion social safety net and climate change bill while acknowledging the total amount will drop. Joe Concham on Fox News says this bigger bill is a must-win for the Democrats.
So if you don't pass this, then everybody is mad at the Biden-Harris administration and then the 2022 midterms, which I think already are basically passing of the torch to the Republicans in terms of the House and the Senate, then Joe Biden has absolutely nothing.
The National Republican Congressional Committee recently launched a series of ads targeting Democratic representatives who won their congressional seats by thin margins in 2020. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is working with his committee chairs to draw up a plan that will show voters why they should elect Republicans in the midterms. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. We're talking about the financial nightmare that is brewing in the United States. And various countries around the world, because it certainly isn't just the U.S. that is pumping out the central bank money, the fiat money. I saw an estimate out there that it was like $29 trillion in just the during COVID that the various different governments of the world have pumped into the economies. You know, whether we're talking about Japan or China or the U.S. or whatever, it's a lot of money. It's a race to the bottom. If you want to comment here, the number again, 603-283-6160. In the studio with you is Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
So, what we've been focusing on here is this X date, which is supposedly coming up in October. They don't know whether it's going to be week one, week two, week three. They think it's going to be closer to week two or three or four than it is week one. But ultimately, they don't really know because they have no real way of predicting how much money they are going to have to pay out every single week.
Well, I still think that this is going to do the same thing that they always do, where at the last second, we all saved you. If, on the other hand, that doesn't happen, I'm betting that the official date will be Halloween.
Why?
Just for fun.
Because they like doing weird stuff like that. You know, like, we brought the troops back home on September 11th. You know, just dumb stuff like that. But, powerful pricks tend to like doing weird stuff like that.
Well, supposedly, midnight on Thursday is going to be the shutdown deadline for the government shutdown, which would mean that, you know, October, like if they shut down the government and they stop paying these government employees for some number of weeks, wouldn't that kind of let them go a little further, right? Like if they stop paying 20% of the government employees mm-hmm. for a couple of weeks, then they might kick the can down the road
absolutely.
A little bit. The Treasury said this week, according to MSN.com, that it has roughly $300 billion on hand. And that might sound like a lot, but roughly $150 billion will go out in payments on October 1st. When it's required to make Social Security payments to millions of seniors and replenish Department of Defense Trust Fund.
I just looked it up, and October 13th is a Wednesday, so it's not like there's going to be a Friday the 13th for them to do it on.
As its cash has dwindled, Treasury has pulled financial assets out of various government accounts. So this is the extraordinary measures that they were talking about. They actually get into what some of them are. So they've taken assets out of various government accounts and essentially sold them to the public for cash. It has also done so by pulling U.S. Treasury bonds out of a fund for federal employees while also suspending the purchase of new securities for the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Fund and some similar measures. Once the debt ceiling impasse is resolved, they will replenish the funds they've pulled from these accounts and holding its beneficiaries harmless. Yet these options are narrowing as the congressional standoff continues. The Biden administration has been adamant that the only way to avoid calamity is for Congress to approve a debt ceiling hike or suspension, and administration officials have rejected more heterodox economic ideas to do so unilaterally, such as having the Treasury mint a trillion-dollar coin to bypass the borrowing limit. And if they're going to mint a trillion-dollar coin, why not just mint 29 of them
and
pay off the debt?
Well, and I don't think that's going to really solve any of the problems they're trying to solve with this thing, because, I don't know, if I was an investor and suddenly I know that you're minting trillion-dollar coins, I'm going to get rid of my U.S. dollars.
Right?
I'm going to be like, hey, China, let me get some of your currency.
Or get some crypto.
Yeah, well, that would be a real solution.
Yeah, and this, as you pointed out earlier, Peakless, there's going to be all these people that, as soon as they realize that the gig is up, they're going to want to dump the Treasury bonds.
Exactly.
Which will result in the price of the Treasury bonds going below their value, and maybe significantly below their value. Because if you know they're printing $1 trillion notes, or that they can't pay their debts, then why would you buy the Treasury bond, even at 20 cents on the dollar?
Indeed.
Why would you buy them on 10 cents on the dollar? You know?
And you're certainly not going to buy any new treasury bonds at that point.
No doubt.
I already don't understand why other countries buy our treasury bonds.
Well, it's happening less and less.
There's actually one very big reason for that. So if you have a treasury bond that is in U.S. dollars, then you have access to OPEC.
What's that?
So OPEC is the oil-producing and exporting countries. They're basically an oil cartel.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in the 70s, again, I think around 73 or so, they made a deal that it's what you call the petrodollar, that OPEC will only ever allow any of their oil to ship anywhere ever in the world for U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
And this is
no
one of those,
other currency.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that if that ever changes,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a huge hit to the you know, the hegemony of the dollar.
Oh, if that ever changes, then like it's done for. Like the entire like total global economic meltdown is immediate at that point.
They should change it to Bitcoin.
That'd be amazing.
That would actually solve everything. Even as broken as Bitcoin itself is, that would actually solve, like, everything.
Sorry, they should change it to Bitcoin Cash.
That would be an even better solution. But now they kind of like being able to kill people with it instead.
Yeah.
Some liberal advocates have urged Biden to simply consider ignoring the debt ceiling and instead invoking the Constitution. Now, get this approach. It appears to require the government to meet its payment obligations. Section 4 of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution states, quote, "The validity of the public debt of the United States, authorized by law, shall not be questioned." Now, there was an ellipsis in there, so I'm not sure what they took out, but that's what they included here in the story. Yes, it may be a violation of the Constitution, said Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe, whose legal advice the administration has repeatedly sought. He said in an interview, it may be a violation of the Constitution for the president to simply ignore the debt ceiling, but he says it's even more serious for him to obey the debt ceiling and have default in violation of Section 4. So which constitutional violation should they choose?
Well, I mean, I'm no expert on this one, but what I my understanding of it is this. So the debt ceiling was something that Congress passed.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a law.
Correct.
However, the requirement to pay your debts is actually in the Constitution. So as I understand it, that means that that's the thing you're supposed to do first.
Like, break the law before honoring the Constitution.
Right.
But do they ever pay attention to those details?
No, and there's not going to be any punishment either. I mean, if Biden ignores the debt ceiling, it's not like they're going to put the handcuffs on him and throw him in the clink.
That's a fact.
Treasury's rejected this approach, by the way, according to a spokesperson. Some experts say such a maneuver would do little to assure creditors of the reliability of the U.S. government to meet its obligations. Mm. And only Congress can assure the world the U.S. political system is functional enough to be a safe haven for investors worldwide, according to somebody speaking for Moody's Analytics. He says further, that is not going to make an investor feel comfortable that we have this under control. It not only would not work, but it would also threaten our system of government.
Well, and that's a reasonable thing to point out is like, okay, well, if your executive branch is no longer obeying the financial dictates of your legislative branch, like, you're not actually... So that's the thing. They can violate all sorts of things without much recompense,
mm-hmm.
but they cannot violate things that have to do with money.
They can't violate the laws of economics forever. I mean, they've been screwing it up pretty bad, but eventually... It's coming calling. Like,
yeah. Well, and that's the thing. So, I mean, investors aren't going to pull because they see that the civil liberties of Americans are being violated. That's not going to get investors to pull. You know, investors aren't going to pull. Like, there's a lot of violations of the Constitution
right.
that just aren't, investors don't care about.
Yeah.
But if you're violating the laws that you set on yourself for financial matters, then they pay attention.
Sure.
And
that matters.
And, that affects them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these people got elected because they got a lot of money. That's how this happens. That's how politicians get there. And, yeah, if you start messing with that, like, it actually comes back to bite them.
Foundation for Economic Education takes a look at this $3.5 trillion plan that is the big holdup. That's what the politicians are fighting over in Washington, D.C. What is it about? Well, according to Brad Palumbo, he says it is a plan that is five times the spending of FDR's New Deal. And we'll talk a little bit about that coming up here in moments. And the impasse is still happening. With an update here from the AP as of just 38 minutes ago, the GOP has blocked a bill to keep the government going. So we may see a government shutdown here coming up later this week. We're lucky, and if we're really lucky, they'll stay shut down for...
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. And as you pointed out, Bonnie, during the break, it's unusual for us to focus on basically one topic, although we've kind of been here and there within it. Of the financial situation of the federal government facing an X date coming up sometime in October.
It's just so exciting, the fact that the government could shut down and then maybe ruin, or, you know, the other potential for them to ruin their entire system.
It is very exciting.
It is very exciting.
And they will likely kick the can down the road in the last moment, as Pekos has predicted here tonight, but who knows?
Well, and I mean, it's kind of a rock and a hard place for Republicans, because their whole pretense is that, see, we're the fiscal conservatives.
Yeah.
Like, we are responsible with money. I mean, they're not.
They're not.
Objectively. Very obvious.
But Republicans always forget about, you know, their history of spending like crazy when they're in charge, the Republican rank and file, and then they start to believe the Republican politicians when they're no longer in power, and they start sounding like fiscal conservatives again.
Yep, and they're in a rock and a hard place, because on the one hand, they really can't vote for, I mean, especially the combination debt ceiling increase and massive spending bill will make them look terrible.
Sure.
So they can't really vote for that. But if they are responsible for, like, a global economic meltdown, that's not going to make them look very good either.
Well, I mean, what you're saying is people would consider them responsible, even though it's the whole government's fault,
oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, it's not one party or another that's responsible for this, because this has been building and building and building and building over time, and every single politician that has been here throughout all the recent generations has been behind this, with the exception of maybe Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Here's a story from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, focusing on this bill that is the big controversy right now. This is the $3.5 trillion spending bill. That's what the Republicans are holding up, and that's what is going to, if it isn't
taken care of.
Is the Republicans that want to spend or pass a bill where banks have to tell the IRS every time you spend more than $600?
Well, the Republicans are holding this up. Now, whether some of them support that banking regulation or not would depend on each person.
Yeah, they might want that part of it, but that is a tiny part of this incredibly large bill.
Yeah, this is like, I imagine, record spending here from trillions in COVID-19 spending.
I mean, probably not, honestly.
No?
Just given that we recently had the pandemic level spending.
Sure, so. But that was like a $2 trillion and a $1.9 trillion. And I mean, if you add it up, then it's more. But I mean, all in like one bill, $3.5 trillion?
That might
be. That's pretty big.
Well, and part of it was like most of the spending in those bills was hidden spending. So, like, sure, this was going to create a huge amount of spending, but we could hide that and we could tuck that over in here and we can say, no, that wasn't us. That was the banks that did that part. Whereas this is just straight up, here's the number.
From trillions in COVID-19 spending to a $1 trillion-plus infrastructure bill, the federal government has spent so much taxpayer money over the last year and a half that it beggars belief. You'd think the folks in D.C. would have run out of ways to waste our money by now. But Senate Democrats aren't backing down from the challenge. They just approved a stunning plan. Now, this was written, let's see, August 14th. I've been holding on to it this whole time here. So they just approved, if fully passed, a stunning plan that will confiscate and redistribute an astounding $3.5 trillion of our money in one of the greatest expansions of government control of the economy in American history. Quote, Senate Democrats took their first step toward passing a $3.5 trillion spending plan a few weeks ago as a party forges ahead with a massive economic agenda, according to CNBC. After more than 14 hours of votes on amendments, the Democrat-held chamber voted to pass the budget resolution 50-49 along party lines. The measure directs committees to craft a bill that would spend up to $3.5 trillion on climate initiatives, paid leave, child care, education, and health care. Republicans uniformly opposed the measure. And then, you know, I get a quote from Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader. He says, the Democratic budget will bring generational transformation to how our economy works for average Americans, as though the government can do anything but make the economy worse. Because that's all they do, is the more control they have, the more regulations they pass, the more programs there are, the more taxes there are, the more the economy grinds down to a halt.
Basically. Oh, no, there's a multiplier effect. Don't you know about the multiplier effect?
No.
Haven't you heard about modern monetary theory?
Is that where they just print a bunch of money out and hope everything works?
Oh, it's a bunch of mythological nonsense that they talk about. Like, oh, well, you see, because we spent all of this here, it caused all of this other stuff to happen. And it's like, yeah, compared to what? See,
to each individual making their own decisions about the money that they've earned rather than giving it to this criminal enterprise.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. Like, they love to point at, see, we did this, this happened, and you can see, okay, well, yes, you spent this money, this thing occurred. But that's the seen, and then there's an unseen thing where, if you hadn't done that, there's 1.5 million little things that we will never know are missing.
Correct. Mm. Yeah, what would you have done if you had an extra $10,000 that you didn't pay into the federal government every single year, or your family with $20,000 or whatever?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How would that change your life? Mm-hmm. What would that allow you to do? Maybe start a business that you hadn't gotten to start yet. Maybe fix your house that had been needing to be repaired.
Maybe have more time and then invent something that doesn't exist right now.
Or spend more time with your loved ones or whatever. Take your kids to the park more often. Expansions. So here's what it includes. Some of it, right? So this is just a summary of this $3.5 trillion bill. Expansions of paid family and medical leave, a buildup of child care programs, extensions of household tax credits, an expansion of Medicare benefits to include dental, vision, and hearing, and a reduction in the Medicare eligibility age, an extension of increased Affordable Care Act subsidies, universal pre-K, tuition-free community college, tax incentives and grants to encourage adoption of green energy, manufacturing and transportation, polluter fees on methane and carbon, consumer rebates to encourage clean energy and weatherization in homes, funding to increase the number of electric vehicles in the federal fleet. From making community college, quote, free, to pushing more Americans onto government's health care rolls. These expansions of the government would have too many harmful consequences to list and would further trap millions more into welfare state dependency, which is exactly right where they want you.
Yep.
Because if you're on the welfare rolls, if you're dependent on the state, then you will fight to keep it. You will fight to keep the state whenever there's some sort of threat to it. That's why we heard people objecting to New Hampshire seceding from the United States on the basis of, well, what about my welfare payments? That's one of the strongest reasons for people to want to stay with the federal government, is a check.
We'll have these peons voting big government for the next century.
For the rest of their lives. But simply focusing on the public finance aspect of the plan, is this level of government expenditure is truly astronomical. To put it into context, $3.5 trillion is $24,424 per federal taxpayer. It's roughly five times larger than Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal after adjusting for inflation. That's pretty important.
That is important.
Yeah, I wondered about that earlier.
Yeah, the New Deal is one of the biggest expansions of government in our history.
Oh, yeah.
And this is five times larger after adjusting for inflation.
Yeah. Well, and so the crash that they say caused the Depression had actually happened 10 years earlier. Mm-hmm. Like the exact same circumstance. It happened in 1921, but there was no interference.
So it bounced back.
Yeah, bounced back immediately. Whereas that crash happened, massive government interference, and you get the 30s.
This proposal for record-breaking expenditures comes as the federal government is already drowning in $227,000 of debt per federal taxpayer. It would further burden future generations with trillion-dollar annual interest payments that must be funded with new taxes, slower economic growth, lower incomes, and decreased private sector investment, innovation, and opportunity. While much of the spending will be piled into the debt, the proposal also includes tax increases on individuals and businesses. And what's more, it comes at a time when the economy is rapidly rebounding, not struggling, and we're already experiencing alarming levels of price inflation that are eating away at America's paychecks and purchasing power.
And you better believe that the biggest form of taxation that they're going to do with that is by inflating the dollar further.
Sure are. Simply put, this unprecedented blowout will bankrupt America, and it would do so in pursuit of expansions of government power and control that are almost uniformly bad ideas in their own right. Senate Democrats may love the idea of controlling trillions more of our dollars to dole out to their allied interests and politically favored industries, but taxpayers should not stand for it. Unfortunately, taxpayers, the only way they can have any effect is by refusing to participate in the dollar economy and getting out and getting their value put into alternatives like cryptocurrency or gold or silver. Over anything besides the dollar. If you hold the dollar over this period of inflation, you are going to be victimized.
And you can just stop being a taxpayer.
Well, that's another option as well. But again, if they can just hit the print button, it doesn't matter whether or not you pay taxes. That's the power of inflation. Taxes are just a show.
It does matter what you offer your goods and services for.
That's true. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage.
yours free at mysolarbackup.com.